Right, so here we go again, cats and kittens. It is 1930 UTC, and this is the time at which the dubious goals committee always begins. So let us begin. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the dubious goals committee, and I just got back from PT. Yeah, I had an early appointment today, an early physical therapy appointment, and I'm already back. Yeah. And I really didn't even have to get up all that early. I got up at my usual time, you know, around 11, 11 a.m. I ate a little food, did some computer stuff, did some kitty business. Then I jumped in the car and I drove up to the hospital. And it is nice and warm today. It's like 45 degrees Fahrenheit. It is a little bit windy, but geez, who cares? It's bright and sunny. And I guess all the flood danger is over. I did end up getting a little bit of water in my basement. About a pint, maybe, at most. You know, half a liter. And it formed this weird little puddle in the middle, sort of, not in the middle, but kind of in the functional middle of my basement. I couldn't figure out where it came from. It was bizarre. But all the snow is pretty much gone. The only snow remaining is all the snow that was piled up from plowing parking lots. And so there's still mounds of snow in places, especially in the shade. But yeah, we're losing all the snow. We're losing all the snow. Everything is melted. And you know what? Now I want to get an official temperature. So we're going to flip the TV here over to the weather channel. Yeah, 45 degrees. Tomorrow is supposed to be even warmer, approaching 50. So we're going to have some pretty warm, kind of spring-like weather this weekend. And then next week in the 50s. All right. So the snow's not going to last much longer. Although things are going to get muddy. Ooh, but that's not too bad. We might actually have to go out to Heron Haven. That'll be exciting. Maybe we will see some dudes. Oh, yeah. So, while we got the TV on, we just need to double check to make sure I'm not missing any football. Because there are sometimes Friday games for the English Premier League. There's almost always Friday games for Bundesliga. But, yeah, no EPL today. What about, gotta check channel 76. Is there any MAX today? Any Mexican football on today? Apparently not. We gotta go check the Bundesliga channel now. Bundesliga, yeah. And we got Bundesliga right now. Borussia Mönchengladbach versus Freiburg. And then, what do we got tonight? What do we got tonight? No repeats tonight until... Well, apparently we're not getting any more Bundesliga today. So, we better flip over to Bundesliga. And check a couple of other channels to make sure we're not missing anything else. Oh, look. And the game is tied. 1-1. Come on, Gladbach. You can take these clowns. I'm a big Borussia Mönchengladbach fan. That's always good. So, where is this? This is at Gladbach. So, cool. It's a home game. Let's get the win, gentlemen. Oh, the second half is about 2 minutes in. Anyway, we gotta check our movie channels to make sure we're not missing any movies. And since it's Friday night, do we have any Godzilla on tonight? First, we check TCM. It looks like it's Cary Grant night until 7 p.m. Then it's Gene Wilder with Young Frankenstein. And then Simon, starring Alan Arkin. Oh, it looks like What's Up Doc is on tonight. No! Ooh, and then we get the weird stuff. Coming on at 1 a.m. Another Son of Sam and Nightmare Honeymoon. Yeah, I'll pass. What's on 84? We gotta check to make sure Pirates of Penzance is not on tonight. And it doesn't... Oh, look. La Bamba is on again. Yeah, doesn't look like we got any pirates. La Bamba. The Richie Valens story. Starring Lou Diamond Phillips. And he does get to play some interesting guitars. I don't know if he actually plays guitars or if he fakes it, but some of the guitars are real classics. I don't know if Lou Diamond Phillips can play guitar. All the music in the movie was done by Los Lobos. And I do love Los Lobos for a very special reason in my heart. Can I even tell this story during Dubious Goals Committee? I guess I can tell part of it. Because, you know, I try to keep this show PG-14 or PG-13 or TV-14. And this story does get out of hand. I guess I could tell part of it. We don't have anything better to do. And nobody wants to hear me do, you know, live commentary on this Bundesliga game. And in case you're wondering, Freiburg just kicked it out. Gladbach's got the throw in. And there under the field near the box, there should be able to throw it into the box here. And as much as I would love to tell you more about it, I know you don't want to hear it. So one day I was at work. One night, one evening I was at work. And I was, you know, hanging out with my favorite lolly co-worker, Mary, doing stuff. And so we're sitting there talking. I think we were working coat check. And this was like, I think it was a Friday night. Friday evening, we're just sitting around doing nothing at work. And our boss comes in, a guy named Jim. And Jim comes up to me and he says, you know, I know you're not on the schedule for tomorrow night, but can you come in tomorrow night and work? And yeah, I didn't have anything better to do. So I was like, yeah, sure. What time and what do I wear? Because, you know, our uniforms were different depending on, you know, what event was going down. And he's like, oh, just come in around 6 and you can just wear your street clothes. And I thought, okay, well, that's weird. I mean, this never happens. And it's like the only time I ever remembering this happened. And he says, and I said, well, what do you want me to do? You know, because I did a lot of different jobs. You know, I worked coat check. I was a bar back. Sometimes I was a wine steward. You know, all kinds of weird different things. And so he's like, oh, you just, you're the guy who's going to be dealing with the band. And I said, oh, concert tomorrow night. And he's like, yeah, Los Lobos. And, you know, I guess I knew that was happening, but I didn't realize it was, you know, like the next day. You know, I vaguely knew that Los Lobos was going to be playing the ballroom, but I don't know. I just wasn't thinking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, well, cool, whatever. So I show up to work the next night. It's like Saturday night. And I walk into the office and I find Jim. And I said, you know, okay, so what am I doing? And he goes, here. And he hands me, he rips a piece of paper off of a stapled stack of piece of paper that he's got. He hands me the piece of paper, and he hands me a credit card. And he goes, go to the store, get this stuff, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, so I run over to the grocery store, which, you know, isn't very far away, just down the street, a couple blocks, and I get a bunch of food and a bunch of other stuff and blah, 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 and I bring it back. Bring it back to the ballroom, and I can't find Jim anywhere. I look for him, and he's backstage. So, you know, I take all the stuff backstage, and he's like, okay, help me set this stuff up. And basically, we're setting out a bunch of food in this impromptu green room. Our stage in the ballroom didn't have a real green room, but there was an area backstage where we could set up some pipe and drape, and it's the backstage area / green room, right? So the pipe and drape had already been set up, and, you know, there's some tables with tablecloths on it, and we're just, you know, setting out, you know, like a deli tray and, you know, crudite, and, you know, that's this kind of stuff. You've been in a band's green room, you know what's up in there. And so we get this stuff ready, and Jim's like, okay, I got to take off, but you need to get the rest of the stuff on this rider dealt with and get stuff set up back here and get some stuff set up on stage and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, I'm looking at the rider. And, okay, if you're not familiar with the rider, this is a music thing. When you sign a contract with a venue as a band to play a concert there, along with the contract, you send the venue two riders, two pieces of paper that lay out the technical requirements and other requirements for the band. And so there's a technical writer, and then there's this other writer that we just refer to as the writer. And it rides along with the contract. And you've probably heard stories about writers, you know, bands, they want weird stuff. And so you have to get it for them, or otherwise they're not going to play or whatever. And so I'm looking at the writer, and okay, yeah, right. And it says something like, you know, two cases of premium beer iced down in bus bins. Okay, and I'm like, yeah, okay, no problem. So I'm like, Jim, I said, Jim, what kind of beer? And he's like, I don't know, go out to the bus, find out what kind of beer they want, and just get it ready. I gotta leave. I gotta go do some other stuff. And so I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. So I walk out of the ballroom and out of the complex and down through the parking lot, and the bus is parked in back, sort of hiding where nobody can see it and hassle the band, you know, that kind of thing. Do-do-do-do-do, our little Tobster walks up to the bus, and knock on the door opens, and I walk, step up into the bus, and, you know, here's Los Lobos and a couple of other guys sitting around, right? And I'm like, oh, okay, this is weird, but, you know, cool. And somebody says, who are you? And I said, I'm the guy. And they're like, what guy? And they start laughing, and they're speaking Spanish to each other, and they're kind of flipping me crap in Spanish. They're throwing shade in Spanish at me, right? And I'm not fluent in Spanish, but, you know, I know when I'm being flipped crap, right? And just sort of in a fake tough guy voice, I just go, hey, hey, yo no soy marinero, soy capitán. All right, which is in fact a line from the song La Bamba. And of course, you'll remember that Los Lobos re-released, you know, they covered La Bamba. It was big on the radio, and they made the movie La Bamba, and Richie Valens, played by Lou Diamond Phillips, sings La Bamba, but it's really Los Lobos, right? So I dropped this line from the song on them, which means, hey, I am not a sailor, I am the captain. And this line in the song is significant for different, you know, cultural reasons. I'm not going to explain to you what the song means. But basically, I was saying, you know, don't flip me crap. I'm the man, right? And so after I said this, in Espanol, the bus goes silent and everybody's staring at me and then they just start laughing, okay? And, you know, they're laughing, they're like, oh, okay, this guy seems cool, whatever. And, you know, before I have to explain why I'm standing in the bus, I just said, you know, I'm holding the rider still. I'm like, what kind of beer do you guys want? Because, you know, it doesn't specify, you know, it just says premium beer. Like, well, what kind of beer do you guys want? You know, we got Heineken, we got Beck's Dark, we got this, that's that, and the other thing. And they're like, ooh, Heineken. Like, okay, no problem. And then one guy, I don't even know who it was, somebody says, yeah, and bring some in here, bring some back to the bus. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. So, you know, I go back to the ballroom and I go down into the basement, go into the beer fridge, which is this huge walk-in refrigerator just filled with cases of beer. Good beer, cheap beer, you know, 8 or 9 different kinds of beer. So I start grabbing Heinekens, right? And I grab like 2 cases of Heineken and put them on a dolly, and I'm wheeling those up to the green room. And I get some big bus tubs and I fill them full of ice, and so I bury all this beer in the ice. And I grab one bus tub, you know, I put about half a case, I put about 10 or 12 beers in this bus tub. And I carry it all the way back to the bus, which, I don't know, it's not really that far. It just seems like it when you're carrying, you know, 30 pounds of ice and beer. I probably had to walk like 100 meters tops. So I get back to the bus, and this is, you know, like 20 minutes later or whatever. I get back to the bus and get in the bus, and they're like, oh my God, and they're freaking out. Because apparently they thought they were joking when they said, yeah, bring some beer back to the bus. Okay, so I just, you know, take a, you know, tub full of beer back to the bus. And I don't care. I'm getting paid no matter what I do, right? And Cesar comes up to me and he goes, oh my God, we didn't think you'd really do it. I'm like, what? I don't know. You know, you said get beer. I'm here with beer. Okay, so, you know. Cerveza más fría. And he's like, okay, cool. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting food ready. So when you guys want to eat, just come backstage and, you know, get into it. And they're like, okay, all right, sweet. So I leave them in the bus, and, I don't know, about an hour later, probably, you know, the amount of time it took them to go through the beer that I that I put in the bus, they come backstage, and they're all happy. They're like, all right, nah. And they're eating food, and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's stuff in the kitchen, too. I'll go get it. And I can't remember what was in the kitchen, probably like Sloppy Joe's or something. So I get the food out of the kitchen, the hot food from the kitchen, and I bring it back. And I, you know, I got the plates and stuff and everything. And so these guys are eating, and they're like, yo, so you want some of this? I'm like, yeah, sure. And this is no big deal because, you know, we're the employees at this place. We always got to eat, too. That was part of the gig. We got paid minimum wage, but we got to eat some awesome food. So this is all going down probably like an hour or an hour and a half before curtain. So we're sitting there eating and just talking about stuff, and I'm talking to Cesar and and David Hidalgo and Louis. I'm just hanging out with the damn band. And it's nuts. We're just talking about all kinds of weird crap. And you know, it's like, I must have said something. They said, well, are you a musician too or something? I'm like, yeah, I got a band and this, that, and their thing. They're like, okay, cool, blah, 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 blah. And then Ernie shows up. Ernie, the master electrician at the amusement park and ballroom, etc., comes back and says, yeah, when do you guys want to do sound check? And like, yeah, we could do that now. Yeah. So these guys, you know, they're still working on their beers. They get up on stage, they do the sound check and stuff, and you know, it takes 15 or 20 minutes. Everything's cool. Sounds great. And yeah, they come off stage, and Cesar asked me, hey, can we get some beer on stage? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Whatever you want. You know, where do you want me to put it? And so we went up onto the stage. It's like, I don't know. There's little tables on stage and stuff. Because you know, there's like monitors on tables and stuff. It's like, yo, can we put it back here or do this? Like, yeah. No problem. It's like, yeah, I still want Heineken? Yeah, Heineken. These guys like Heineken. And so, you know, I grab some beer and I get some fresh ice, just pile the damn ice up on the beer, you know, so it's just these bus tubs with just these mountains of ice in them covering up the beer. Oh, man. Then I vaguely remember I had to do something else until the show started, and then finally the show starts, and being as I am working sort of for the band, I don't have to do any of my regular sort of duties. I don't have to, you know, stock the bars or anything like that. Or, you know, I'm not working the coat check and, you know, I'm not doing anything. So basically I get to see the show. I got paid to hang out with Los Lobos and watch their show. Nice job, right? Huh. And so they do their gig, and I got more beer up there during the break, put more beer on stage and stuff, and these guys are having a super good time, and I got to see the show, and it was great, and it was a big crowd. Jeez, there must have been 1,500 people there. It was a good show, a good small show in a really nice venue. You know, because this is the type of place where you can be on the floor dancing if you want, or if you're tired, you can go sit up at the tables and do whatever, right? One of those types of places. Great, great show. Great show. It was unbelievable. These guys they're super tight. Los Lobos Live is absolutely a mind-blowing show. These guys are talented. They're great. Just, and all I could think was, God, these guys are tight as hell. You know, they've been doing these songs forever. They've been playing La Bamba since childhood, right? Everybody knows La Bamba. It was just cool. It was one of the cooler shows I've ever been to. I was like, this is awesome. And the show gets over, you know, so I'm backstage seeing if the guys won anything. Eat some more food, drink some more beer, and that's about where I have to actually end the story. Because after that is when it starts to get beyond the bounds of, I was going to say the censors, but I don't mean censors. I mean standards and practices for a non-radio. Oh, it was great, because then, you know, after the show, these guys are happy, and they're like, hey, come here a minute, I need to talk to you. I get pulled aside by Cesar, and he asked me a question, and I said, well, you know, it's funny you should ask. We need to go back to the bus. And, you know, then it got pretty wild from there on out. It was a good time. It was a fun time. I look back on my life and I think, yeah, I had some pretty fun experiences. I had a lot of fun experiences. I did a lot of fun stuff, and I got to see a lot of cool bands and meet a lot of cool people doing various things. And you wouldn't think that would go down here in Omaha, Nebraska. Nebraska is considered a flyover state, and we want you to think that. We want everybody from California and New York to just keep flying over. We're not telling you what's going down here, because we do not want to be invaded by Californians or New Yorkers. So yeah, remember, there's nothing in Nebraska, just corn. It's just miles and miles of corn, nothing but corn. It's flat and full of corn. Yeah, until you get to Omaha, and then it gets insane. But, yeah, you know, we don't tell anybody that. No, nobody needs to know what goes down in Omaha after dark. And needless to say, I know where all the funnest places are. Omaha. My town. It's pretty wacky. It's weird here. You know, you think, oh, Nebraska, it's a red state. Must be pretty conservative. Well, yeah, it is. And it is all red until you get to Omaha itself. And then it's blue. And pretty nutty. Sort of secretly nutty. Oh, this is the secret dubious goals committee, where I can't tell you about all the secrets. But if you come here and you want to hang out and you want to see some wacky stuff, well, yeah, then get a hold of me. I'm easily reachable. I'm always, well, not always, but I'm 99% of the time I'm in comm during the dubious goals committee. So you can join me there. You can also contact me via email right here on the Super Dimension Fortress. That address is tobe@sdf.org. That's tobe@sdf.org. Oh, and Freiburg's putting up a little bit of a fight here now. Come on, Gladbach, get the damn ball back in your half. What are they doing here? They're boxing up early. It's kind of weird. Anywho. It's funny. Yesterday I went to the store and with my dad. I was doing stuff with my dad, and it's like, oh, we got to go to the store. So we went out to Asian Market. And on the way back to my house, we drove by the location of the old Peony Park, where I used to work, where this concert, Los Lobos concert, happened, and when it all went down. We drove by, you know, now it's a grocery store and a strip mall, and there's some apartments in the back, and we drove down 83rd Street, which used to border Peony Park, and I was like, right there, I said to myself, right there, that's where the old back exit used to be, and that's where the old Los Lobos bus was hidden. Peony Park is no more, that's too bad. But I've got lots of stories from that place that I would love to tell you, but I can't because time's up. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta get out of here and eat something, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.